I admitted to the guys that I was kind of a Karen the other day when it came to someone coming to our house to clean our vents. And I explained to them exactly what had happened, why I was so frustrated. And now that I have stated my case, I'm open to it. I want to hear, do you guys think that I was justified for being a Karen, or do you think that I overreacted?
Let's go to Matt. What do you think?
I don't think you went full Karen.
Mm-hmm.
You might have went like an early Karen, a young Karen.
Like a mini. Okay.
Yeah. Beginner Karen.
I think you'd have had to yell to go full Karen or demand something for free.
Oh.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay. So
we still paid anything.
So not full Karen.
Mm-hmm.
I think up until the point where he said, I didn't get the message, it was a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
From that moment on, you have free reign to do whatever you want to. I think at that point invited you to just have at me.
Okay.
Because I feel like he should not. If you're in that situation, you can't talk to a customer that way. You can't say that to a customer.
Right.
So from that moment on, you're in the clear.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
I'll go.
Yeah, what say you?
I have two answers. One, because you did call, I don't think you overreacted because you're reacting to, you can share disappointment. I know that when you're on the phone with somebody, even if you're disappointed, you're going to end up being nice. But then the reaction was not professional on his part. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a message.
Mm-hmm.
My contention is you should have never called.
Why?
Because you're tired.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have anything to do with setting it up.
No, I didn't.
Just let Ben take care of it at that point. I think you were wrong for calling in the first place.
Wow. I can actually kind of see that.
Because especially with the Mel Robbins stuff, you're already on edge.
Yes.
So you're more likely to have a bad outcome.
Yeah.
Ben should just handle it because I don't like doing that when somebody's done all the steps and they're like, hey, call them. I'm like, wait, what am I doing? I don't know what was said, who said what. So in that instance, I would say you were wrong for calling, but once you called, that guy was in the wrong.
Got it.
All right, Jason Goodman.
Katie is borderline Karen every day.
I'm not.
You are.
You just don't like what I have to say.
Even this morning, the first thing it comes in, she said something Karen-ish. But,
what was that?
I don't know.
I do agree with Matt. Most Karens, yell.
Yeah.
However, one thing that I really want to know, and I don't think this is true because they're going in the vents, I don't think you have to move all the furniture in the middle. Did they say that?
I have no idea.
Because if you don't, then he took this extra step that is annoying when you didn't have to do it. Because you're complaining that you had to do all this stuff and then they didn't make it. So if most people don't have to move, don't move all the stuff, not a big of a deal except for the dog.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Ben's thought process about it was they're going to be in and out of the house and we have to show them where all the vents are.
Yeah.
And so we would be moving furniture.
I think they would just move to the side and do the vent. If I had to guess.
Yeah, I get.
And
I mean, you're moving it one way or the other. He just did it for them.
It's not their fault that you have a behavior problem with your dog. So they don't know. They don't,
right? Do not have a behavior problem with our dog. God, we're talking about taking things out of context.
No, it's
we
true.
We took the dog away so she wouldn't be all up in their business or, God forbid, fall into one of the vents or something. Who knows?
You have a dog or like a gate or something, and then when they go to the other room or whatever.
Or she could just go to dog days and play.
Okay.
It's not their fault, but it's like it was a step that was taken.
It's not their fault, though.
Okay.
Also, the fact that I would have, also if I were Ben, let Katie take care of it because she's the one that's going to be like a Karen. So she's going to be able to get something done, probably, which she didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah, Ben handing you the phone was him saying, go, Karen.
Yeah, that is true.
Ben wanted you to do that.
Well, I didn't go full.
Yeah, you didn't go, like.
Because you didn't yell.
Yeah, I didn't demand.
How did the call end? He just said, I'm sorry. Did y'all, like, reschedule?
But you do have a condescending attitude a lot of the times when you're upset.
Yes, I do. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
I think it ended with me because there was nothing to get. You know,
yeah, like,
it was like, I just wanted to tell him.
I want one free vent.
He was like, you didn't pay for anything.
Right. Yeah,
no,
one vent clean.
I didn't know that we hadn't paid for anything in general. I didn't know. But I just really wanted to express the fact that I was we're just frustrated.
And I'm okay with that.
Like
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But you're more frustrated because of the steps that you took. If you didn't take all those steps,
well,
they can't.
The steps that Ben took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she had to sleep in the middle of the room or lay down in the bed.
I had to hide. I was hiding.
I do think it was probably a little inappropriate for you calling because they tried. They tried to get it done. They physically couldn't. They thought they could. They just couldn't get up there. There's nothing they could do. if they really tried. Who knows? They could have just said that. But if they really tried,
I don't know.
And I would understand a little bit more.
I don't like that you gave him 2 outs and they didn't take it.
Yeah.
But then the guy claims he didn't get the call. I don't know.
He said he didn't get the message.
You got some well, there's some message with music on it. Was
that's
that
what
you?
He said. I was like, what? I don't know. I can guarantee you it wasn't.
Yeah, Ben's not just playing songs.
Yeah.
Let's go to, is it Keston?
Matt? That's right. Yep.
Keston. Interesting. Keston.
I know you know I can't spell, but I asked.
No, I was like, I know. I don't know if it's Caitlin because Matt screens the phone calls. I was like, Kestyn. I'm like, that's got to be Keston.
We don't meet very many Kestons.
Yeah. We nailed it. Okay, yeah. Great. All right, so Keston, was Katie in the right or did she overreact?
I do not think she overreacted. I think that men do this kind of thing all the time and we don't call them Karens.
Yeah, I think Keston true should
statement.
Be Karen.
No, true statement.
Yeah,
Keston,
I think
thank
she's
you.
A Karen.
Yeah,
I think Keston, she misspelled Karen. Her name. K-A-R-E-N,
I'm
Keston.
A huge fan of Katie and
thank
I think
you.
That Jason gives her a lot of crap mm-hmm. all the time.
She gives me a lot of crap.
Every day on my drive to work, I'm like, oh my God.
Me now, too, Keston.
Leave her be.
Now, Karen, I mean Keston. Yeah. Why are you making a male-female thing? By the way, they're saying Karen is called a Josh.
A Josh. Yeah, I did see that.
That's the new.
I haven't even heard that.
It's brand new. We're on the cutting edge of things that don't matter.
Okay.
Things that don't matter at all.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So you don't think she overreacted?
No, I don't. I mean, I guess I grew up with, you know, my dad would all like he would definitely call things out when things weren't done correctly and like not I don't feel like it was a Karen way. It was just holding people accountable, holding the line. I mean, she didn't yell, she didn't, you know, cuss him out or anything. So
didn't demand anything.
I don't know. Holding people accountable to me is not being a Karen. It's just
they call me a Karen when I hold people accountable.
Mm-mm.
Yes,
no,
yes, you do.
You ask to speak to the manager everywhere you go
because I want to talk to somebody that can make a decision. I'm not going to talk to Johnny that just wasting his time. He can't do anything. Let me talk to the manager.
I also talk
to the manager when actually things go well. Too.
When things go well,
I can tell that Keston is a tough one to live with.
Keston, I love you and appreciate you, and I thank you for listening every day.
Yeah, Karens recognize Karens. I get it.
I was a mini Karen.
You're a mini Karen. All right, let's go to Miranda. Did Katie overreact when the whole day was upside down, when they made all these arrangements, gave these people 2 outs that were coming to clean their vents to do it another day, and then they just said, oh, we couldn't make it. And then the guy on the phone was just like, what do you want me to do about it? Go ahead, Miranda.
So, unless I missed something, I don't think she did, and here's why. I feel like they could have at least called before they left. They're cleaning vents. They're not that busy. They don't have 10 appointments. They could have at least called on the way and said, hey, I know we've had bad weather. Are we going to be able to get there? And that could have been handled before they ever left
that,
the job.
They did call to say that they were running late, and my husband said, hey, just want to let you know, I called and left a message yesterday to tell you our road is not great. So if we need to reschedule, no problem. And they said, oh, yeah, no, that's okay. We're coming. We're just going to be late.
Yeah.
So, you might have missed that
part. Not at all, because if they were already told that and then all of a sudden they couldn't get there, that's a them problem at that point because they were given the out and they didn't take it.
Well, they couldn't push the truck, you know, in the conditions. They tried.
Yeah, but when you're given...
You're given the out. If you're not given an out, then I'd be like, Katie and Ben, like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, the weather's bad. But you gave them 2 outs.
But we live on the road, and we knew was slippy and slidey, and it was like, we totally said...
That's the weird part if they actually tried, because with my snow car, I had no trouble at all.
Well, they clearly don't have a snow car or a snow van or whatever it is that they drive.
And some neighborhoods are, like, straight ice.
Yes, and that was ours.
If they don't get any sunshine or whatever, it's an ice block.
All right,
Katie, I don't think, maybe a mini Karen, but not, I think just holding people accountable is the general consensus.
Okay, I
think basically is how Katie acts every day.
Well, anything was low level.
If that's being known for holding people accountable, I'll take it.
Very appropriate you wore your hair up today.
Thank you. That's just because I haven't washed it in a couple
Karen.
Days.
Hello, Karen hair.